AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Rowe Activity Center, where we have another district final matchup tonight, this time on the boys' side. The Fall City Sickerheart Irish come into tonight 16-8 on the season, and they will be the number 8 seed, as you will look at it, in the districts tonight. They will take on a traveling quite the distance, Layton Warriors coming in at 17-5 on the season. They're technically the 9 seed here in this district contest. My name is Cody Shuang. We'll bring play-by-play action here this evening. Again, in Fall City at the campus of Fall City Sickerheart at the Rowe Activity Center. The Sickerheart Irish, again, 16-8 on the season. The Layton Warriors, 17-5. The Layton Warriors, quite the drive to get here. If you've never heard of Layton before, Layton is about 466 miles to the west of us, 6 hours and 36 minutes, as my phone shows on the Google Maps. So quite the drive for the Layton Warriors and their fans. Got to talk to a fellow broadcaster here before the game started, and it was quite the trip. Said it took about seven hours after it did stop a couple times and grab some food. So a long drive for the Warriors. They actually came down, I believe, last night and stayed, so they'll be ready to go tonight in this district final matchup with a ticket to state on the line. Both teams out on the court warming up. Layton is going to have black uniforms on tonight, gold trim, gold letters, kind of sharp uniforms. I've not seen this Layton team before. The Irish will be in the home whites with the green numbers, so it kind of gives you a visual of what we're working with here tonight. The crowd's starting to fill in on the north side of the gymnasium. Down below us, quite a few open seats yet, but as you could imagine, driving clear from Layton, maybe just tuning into the radio instead of making the trip down. Looking at the starters for both teams, first for the Sickerheart Irish and Coach Doug Goltz, he will start Cole Taft. Cole is a senior, averages 14 points per game. He's 5'11 and a senior. Cole is 7 points away from a 1,000 career point mark, and so Cole looking to get to that here this evening. Bo Fletcher, he's a junior, 5'11. He averages 13.8 points a game. Brendan Limeron, a senior at 5'11. 14 points a game, so those are the three main contributors for this Sickerheart Irish team. Toby Baxter, a 5'11 junior, and Cooper Kanabe, a 6'3 senior, will be the starting five for the Sickerheart Irish. For the Layton Warriors, they will start Alec Watorn, a 6'2 senior, Colton Van Ann, a 5'9 sophomore, Calvin Borgman, a 5'11 junior, Caleb Miller, a senior at 6'3, and Austin Butler, a 6'2 junior. That will be the starting five for Coach James Rushman and the Layton Warriors. Teams back to the bench here, pending a national anthem coming up here. We will stand by for that momentarily. We'll have a two-minute timeout ready to go for that. Haven't quite got that signal yet, but when we do, we'll send it back to the studio. Aaron Wisdom, the studio engineer tonight, back at the KTNC studios. Again, my name is Cody Shuang. Going to be calling your live play-by-play district final basketball action live from the rack. We're going to take a two-minute timeout during the national anthem being played. We'll be back.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area and gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op in Seneca, St. Mary's, or Hiawatha to become part of their family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Reliable, local, trusted. Ag Partners. Partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the starters are being announced over the PA announcing thing here at the rack tonight. A little bit of a change in the lineup that I missed. Hayden Clow, a 6-foot junior, will be the fifth starter in place of Toby Baxter for the Irish. So my mistake on that. Hayden Clow, a 6-foot junior, will be the starter. The leading scorers for the Warriors so far this season are carrying the way, as you would say. Calvin Boardman, you're going to hear that name a lot. He averages 15 points a game. Alec Watchhorn, 14.5 points a game and 4 assists a game. So Watchhorn, kind of the ball handler slash scoring threat also for the Warriors. And then the third player you hear a lot of, speaking to the fellow announcer here again before the game started, he said Butler had 11 points, or he averages 11 points on the season, 7.5 rebounds, but he said the other night Butler had 25 points and about double figures rebound as well. So Austin Butler is someone to look out for if you're the Irish. Again, the starters for the Irish tonight, Taft, Fletcher, Limeron, Clow, and Kanabi. The starters for the Irish. And the Warriors, Watchhorn, you'll hear that one a lot, Van Ann, Borgman, Miller, and Butler, the starting five for the Leighton Warriors. Later on this evening, there's more basketball. Third Monday night filled with basketball action live here from Southeast Nebraska. John Nixon will have the call. Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Omaha Concordia basketball team. Again in the district final here tonight. Tickets stayed on the line. John Nixon will have that call over on Sunny 101.3 again with the Bulldogs in Auburn. And then later tonight right here on KTNC, Dylan Hendricks will be with the Johnson Brock Eagles up at Adams, taking on Freeman in the district final in that one. So again, don't go anywhere here this evening. A lot of basketball coming your way. And also, I wanted to put a plug in. We will have coverage of the Fall City Sticker Art Lady Irish Wednesday night. They will take on the Why Not Blue Devils at Bob Devaney Center at 7:45 there Wednesday night. The Irish will be covered on Sunny 101.3. Again, Wednesday night, 7:45. Make sure you're tuned in to that one as the Sticker Heart Lady Irish will be in the first round of the state tournament. I think that pretty much does all the wraps that I have. I'd like to all thank our sponsors as well, especially the ones for tonight's ball game: Community Medical Center, Fall City, Equity Bank, F&M Bank, Fall City, Ag Partners Co-op, Highland Community College, Mustang Seeds, W7 Design Company, and Riverstone Insurance. I'd like to put a plug in for those. I know you'll hear them during the timeouts and when we have some ad information, but wanted to put another plug in. Both teams out on the court. The starting lineups are finished. We're ready for Class D2 District Final Basketball between the 8 and 9 seed. Ball's tossed up in the air. Leighton wins the tip. Into the hands, it goes right into Watchhorn, of course. Over to the right side, Van Ann. Back to Watchhorn. As a player hits the deck in the middle right away, no foul call. Ball's loose on the floor. Back out to Watchhorn right side. Watchhorn picks up his dribble. Now moves it back out top to Van Ann. Colt Van Ann with the basketball. Right wing down to the right corner, Watchhorn. Watchhorn tosses it out. Now they work it to the left side to Borgman. Borgman off to Van Ann. Van Ann through traffic. Dishes it off underneath the hoop. Up off the glass and good. Scoring the basket, Caleb Miller. Miller with the first basket on this two possession. Three-pointer up and good. Bo Fletcher knocks down a triple and an answer for the Irish right away. Didn't even have time to take a breath, and the Irish have the lead 3-2. Back the other way. The Warriors, players are hitting the deck on the loose ball. The Irish get the steal. Fletcher back the other way. Left-handed dribble, baseline drive, up off the glass and good. Bo Fletcher, a quick 5 points here in this one. The Irish up 5-2. A lot of that pressure being put on full court. Now here come the Warriors into the front court. Now it's Kanabi about with the steal. Saving it from going out of bounds was Caleb Miller. Miller tried to throw that thing back in, but they're going to say he stepped on the sideline. Turnover back to the Irish. Just a minute underway here. Live again from the rack in Fall City. Limeron handles the point guard Opportunity here. Limerick on a try of three from the top of the key. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around loose on the floor. Now out of bounds. Last touch by the Irish on the far side. 6:36 left to go. 5-2. Bo Fletcher, the junior, with all five quick points for the Irish. Layton with the basketball. Alec Watchhorn. Watchhorn to the left side. Now here's a dribble drive baseline side. This time it was Borgman. Borgman's going to be bumped into. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Brendan Limeron. Brendan picks up foul number one, team foul number one. Unbounding underneath their own basket in front of the Irish cheerleaders. They lob it in top of the key. Inbound goes to Butler. Butler will try a three from the top of the key. And they're going to say a whistle and a foul first. Foul is going to be called on Layton's Caleb Miller. Miller picks up foul number one, team foul number one. Irish basketball after the foul on the rebound. Limeron will handle the point guard job here. To the right side, he goes to Fletcher. Fletcher's at the hot hand to start. Pull-up jump shot. He'll try it from the elbow. Won't fall. Rebound gets pulled down by Colt Van Ann into the front court. Here's a three-point try from the right corner. Won't fall. That was Borgman putting that one up. Rebound's going to be tipped around out top Van Horn. Van Ann. Now Van Ann dribbles it to the right side, right in front of the Irish bench. Defended by Clow. Inside. Oh, nice dish off underneath. Up and good by Caleb Miller. Assisted by Watchhorn. Great offensive look there for Layton. 5-4 now the score. Back the other way comes Fletcher for the Irish. He dribbles right hand in the paint. Scoop shot up off the glass. Won't fall. Defensive rebound pulled down by Colt Van Ann. Van Ann will push tempo. Outside it goes Watchhorn. He'll drive to the paint. Underneath look. They dish it off to Butler. Up and good. Austin Butler scores two after another assist from Alec Watchhorn. And the Warriors have the lead once again at 6-5. Back into the front court come the Irish. Clow with it. Clow has it at the left wing. They'll use a right hand dribble to the elbow. Right side. Now he'll kick it out to Limeron. Limeron will try the paint. And now they're going to say a reach-in foul is going to be called on Layton. Some Layton fans are not so happy with that call. Foul is going to be called on Austin Butler. On Butler, his first personal foul, team foul number two now. Inbounding Limeron underneath the basket. Has a wide open Clow down here in the corner. Outside it goes Taft. Taft, top of the key, dribble line. Oh, good kick outside to Fletcher. Fletcher couldn't quite handle it. Good look there. Cole will try again. Taft, back out to the right wing. He has nobody guarding him. Tries a three, won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Colt Van Ann. Van Ann, one-on-one against Clow. Up off the glass, no good, but a whistle and a foul is called. We're going to send Colt Van Ann to the free throw line here. Foul's going to be called on Hayden Clow. On Clow, his first personal foul, team foul number two. Colt Van Ann to the free throw line. A sophomore with an opportunity here. Free throw, no good on the first one. Score remains 6-5. Layton with the advantage. Back at the line, Colt Van Ann. Shot is on the way up, and this one does fall. The Warriors lead 7-5 here. 4:46 left to go, quarter number one. Kanabi, top of the key, goes to the right side. Fletcher. Fletcher, between the legs, dribble, now to the free throw line. Tries to bounce past it underneath to Kanabi. Kanabi wasn't there. Steal by Layton. Back the other way comes Watchhorn. Watchhorn loses the handle on it. Now it's on the floor, loose. Limeron grabs it. Back outside to Taft. Taft will bring it up himself on the far side. Dribbles to the right wing, now into the paint. Working through traffic, puts a shot up off the glass, and good. Cole Taft, this first two on the night. And it's tied at 7. 4:14 to go here in quarter number one. Full court press being put on by Sicker Hart here. Now here's Watchhorn trying to dish it underneath. Does so. Gets it into the hands of Miller. Puts a shot up. It won't go, but they're going to call a late foul here. We're going to send Caleb Miller to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Brendan Limeron. Limeron picks up foul number two. So that means Limeron will probably have to come to the bench. Limeron handles most of the point guard job here for the Irish. Free throw for Miller. Up and good. And the Warriors take the lead once again, 8-7. Miller still at the line. Checking into the game comes Noah Howard. Howard, just a 6'1 freshman, as well as J.J. Lancaster, a 6-foot sophomore. Both Lancaster and Howard out there for the Irish. Free throw off the back iron on the second one. No good for Miller. Ball is tipped around and ends up in the hands of Layton on the offensive rebound. They swing it fastly to Watchhorn. Watchhorn has it. Boy, Watchhorn's athletic. Drives to the paint, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Watchhorn. Drawing the foul was Kanabi. Watchhorn took off from well outside the paint area and jumped up in the air. He was dunking in warm-ups. He takes off outside the arc there, or not outside the arc, but outside the free throw lane, and Kanabi gets to draw the offensive foul. So foul on Watchhorn, his first, team foul number three. Cole Taft checks back into the game. Quick breather for Taft. With the ball is Fletcher. Now to the left side, Taft. Top of the key, Lancaster. Lancaster holds it there. Now to the right side, Kanabi. Underneath Taft. Taft makes a move. Has it poked away from behind. Lancaster able to corral it on the far side. Now has it stolen away. Colt Van Ann steals. Lancaster. And back the other way come the Warriors. Watchhorn. Right side. Hands it off to Van Ann. Van Ann back to Watchhorn. Watchhorn super athletic on this Leighton Warriors team. Like I said before, he was dunking it in the warm-ups. Now he'll try a three. Watchhorn from the right wing. Up, off, no good. Offensive rebound, Miller. Offensive rebound by Caleb Miller. Miller does average 7 rebounds a game, but he has 7 quick points here to start this one. With the basketball are the Irish, trailing by 3, 10-7. 2:52 to go, first quarter. Left side it goes J.J. Lancaster. Lancaster to Kanabi. Top of the key, outside the three-point line. Top of the key, Howard. Noah Howard tries to go to the left side with it. Too hot to handle for Bo Fletcher. Out of bounds right to the Layton bench, and it's going to be a turnover to Layton. Into the game for the first time for the Irish comes Toby Baxter. Baxter checks in. He replaces Kanabi. Into the front court come Layton, the Warriors. Watchhorn, top of the key against this 2-3 zone now for the Irish. They move it around into the hands of Borgman. Borgman outside to Van Ann. Van Ann underneath to Miller. Has it poked away. Good steal by Bo Fletcher. The Irish in transition. Fletcher will try a three from the right wing that won't fall. Offensive rebound, Baxter up and no good for Toby Baxter, but there's Noah Howard for the offensive rebound. Howard can't get the putback to go, and now the Warriors clear the rebound. That was Caleb Miller with the defensive rebound for the Warriors. Clock down to 2 minutes to play quarter number one, 10-7 the score. Irish trail by 3 here on their home court. Underneath, ball is poked around, out of bounds. Yes, out of bounds, going to be a turnover to the Irish. Into the ballgame for Sicker Hart comes Kyler Sipple, 5'11 senior. He checks in for the first time, replacing Noah Howard. Cole Taft running the point guard job now for the Irish. Dribbles to the top of the key. Left side it goes Fletcher. Fletcher underneath to Baxter. Baxter bounce past to Lancaster. He'll try it from the paint. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Caleb Miller for the Warriors. Into the front court comes Van Ann. He has it poked away by Fletcher. And J.J. Lancaster comes the other way with it. Right back to Lancaster in the corner. Now to Taft. Taft. Two-man game on the right side. Now they're going to say a traveling violation on Lancaster. Just a lot going on there. Cole Taft and J.J. Lancaster kind of just got caught playing catch back and forth over there. And then Lancaster gets called for the travel. Inbounding are the Warriors. Again, the score 10-7. Warriors in front of the Irish here. Nearing a minute to play in the first. Watchhorn with the basketball for Layton. Long cross-court pass to Van Ann. Finds himself wide open up off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be cleared out of there by Cole Taft. Taft for the Irish. Into the front court, behind the back. He pulls up for three and way short. Rebound pulled down by Borgman. Calvin Borgman. Now hit stolen away. Turnovers by both teams. Taft back the other way. Up off the glass. Won't fall. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Cole Taft to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Alec Watchhorn. On Watchhorn, that'll be foul number 2. And Watchhorn, kind of the leader on this team here, is going to have to. Well, they're not going to take him out. They're going to leave him in. He's just grabbing a sip of water. Taft's first free throw up and good. Cole now with 3 points on the evening so far. Plow back into the game for the Irish. Taft makes the score 8-10. Taft's second free throw on the way up and in and out, won't fall. No good from the line is Taft, so the score remains 10-8. Ahead it goes. Watchhorn, who just picked up that second foul, try a three from the left side, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Bo Fletcher for the Irish. Fletcher rips it out of there, pushes it far side. Backing it back out. Shot clock shows 25, game clock shows 30. So Irish will have to shoot. Warriors will get another possession. Fletcher has it on the right side on the wing. Top of the key, Taft. Taft, shot fake to the free throw line. Dishes it off to Baxter. Baxter will drive it to the paint. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Caleb Miller. Caleb Miller is going to pick up foul number two. That's team foul number five. So we'll send Toby Baxter to the free throw line. Baxter to the line for two shots. Trying to tie this ball game up with 17.4 seconds left to go in the first. First free throw up and good for Toby. Baxter knocks that one down. Howard comes back into the game for the Irish. He will replace Clow. On the season, Toby Baxter, just a 37.5 free throw percentage shooter. 3-for-8 on the season. Gets the second one. Won't quite go. Off the back line. Oh, on the rebound, the Leighton Warriors are going to step on the baseline. It's going to stay with the Irish, so the Irish will have the last shot of the first quarter. Number 45, let's see. Riley Benish will check in for Leighton for the first time, replacing... He replaces Miller, who just picked up the foul number two. Inbounding is going to be Limeron for Sigurd Hart. He'll throw it in on the baseline, left side. Long, deep in court, but Fletcher is able to catch it between the circles, actually, out here by half court. Clock's down to 8. Taft has it. Score is 9-10. 9-10, Irish trail by 1. Clock's down to 2. Taft has a fire, a long 3 that's not going to fall. Coach Gold's probably not going to be too pleased with that one. That will take us to the end of quarter number 1, where the Leighton Warriors lead the Sicker Heart Irish 10-9. We'll take a 1-minute break. Back with second quarter action. You're listening to Irish Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
10-9, the score as we start quarter number two. Again, Cody Schwong with you here this evening, live from the Rack here in Fall City. John Nixon in Auburn tonight. That game starts at 6 o'clock over on Sunny 101.3. And then following this one, it'll be the Johnson Brock Eagles at the Freeman Falcons. Dylan Hendricks will have that game right here on KTNC. Into the front court come the Irish. After the quarter break, it'll be Limeron with the basketball, who has 2 fouls in the ball game. On the left side with it is Cole Taft. Taft uses a dribble. Now hands it off to Fletcher. He'll try a 3. That one won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Ends up in the hands of... That was Austin Butler on the rebound that time for Leighton. Back the other way come the Warriors. Into the right corner is Riley Benish. Benish is 5'10 junior. Off the Watchhorn, top of the key. Now Watchhorn picks a dribble up there. Right side, Colt Van Ann thought he had an opportunity for 3 there. Has it poked away. Good defensive effort by Fletcher. Fletcher underneath the Clow. Clow up off the glass and good. Clow with his first 2 points of the game, and the Irish lead once again 11-10. Back and forth. Now Fletcher gets almost a near steal once again. Into the front court comes Van Ann, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cole Taft. Taft is going to pick up, I believe he signaled 11, but let's see here. Yeah, Cole Taft. Taft's going to pick up foul number one, team foul number one of the second quarter. Inbounding. It comes into Benish. Into the corner, Van Ann. He'll try a 3. A pop won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Kyle's going to pull it out. Ahead. Has no numbers. Going to have to stop. Pull it back out. Limeron to Fletcher. He'll try a three. Open look from the top of the key. That won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Kanabe. Kanabe offensive rebound. Can't get it to put back to go. Rebound's going to be loose on the floor. Ends up in the hands of Austin Butler for Layton. Watchhorn dribbles the basketball to the top of the key for Layton. Pull-up jump shot from the elbow won't fall. Rebound going to be pulled down by Kanabe. Kanabe to Taft. Taft on the left side, left wing. Now goes to Kanabe. He hands it off to Limeron. Limeron is going to use the screen from Kanabe. Drive to the paint. Up off the glass won't fall. Limeron did a good job. Oh, here's a fast break opportunity. Leaking out into the open court was Calvin Borgman. Borgman got ahead of the defense and scores the basket. Timeout on the court. The Warriors back in front after the basket. 12-11. 6:11 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
If you missed it in the pregame, I want to remind everyone, Layton on the road, to say the least. The Layton Warriors travel over 450 miles, 466 to be exact, from the school to this school. They're closer to Cheyenne, Wyoming by a long shot than coming to Falls City, Nebraska. The Irish basketball after the timeout. I have to try a three from the top of the key that won't fall. Limeron pulls down the offensive rebound over to Bo Fletcher on the right side. He has it at the right wing. Cross-court pass. It ends up in the hands of Clow. Clow against the man-to-man Warriors defense. He'll kick it to Limeron. He'll try a deep three. Up and good. Brendan Limeron can do that. He knocks down a triple from a few feet outside the three-point line, and the Irish take the lead back 14-12. Back and forth we go on the scoring. Taft this time will try a three after the steal. Up and good. That's what you need. Steals and threes will do it for you. Taft just 1 point away now from career point number 1,000. He gets one more point. He'll reach that milestone. Layton with the basketball now trailing by five. The Irish lead 17-12. They'll try a three from the right wing. Up and good. Calvin Borgman. It was just a little while for Borgman to get going. Now he's got five here in the second quarter. On the ensuing possession, Fletcher tries to put a shot up that won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Borgman. Borgman into the front court. He hands it off to Van An. He'll try driving through the paint. Up off the glass. Nice little scoop shot by Colt Van An. What an acrobatic finish that was. And just like that, we're tied at 17. Back and forth, back and forth. Defense to offense. Clow, try a three from the left corner. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Limeron's going to be able to corral it. Big collision. Limeron was chasing after that basketball out by the volleyball spike line in the front court. And hustling after it was Butler. But Austin Butler for the Warriors is going to pick up foul number two. Team foul number two, or one, excuse me, of the second quarter. Into the game comes Noah Howard replacing Bo Fletcher. Fletcher getting a quick breather here. Taft will inbound on the far side near the midcourt line. Inbounding into the backcourt to Limeron, moving from our right to left as we sit up here in the weight room at the rack. Limeron will try a three off back iron. Good defensive rebound by the Warriors. That time pulling it down was Alec Watchhorn. Watchhorn into the front court, top of the key, drives through traffic, has it stolen away by Howard. Howard, breakaway opportunity, pulls up, has it knocked away by Van An. Now it's going to stay with the Irish. Van An was hustling back, knocked that basketball away, wasn't able to corral it, so it will stay with the Irish. Coach Gold's up off the bench, giving the inbound signal here. Noah Howard will trigger it in right in front of the Layton bench. And on the near side, Taft will hand on. Limeron will move to the top of the key with it. Now to Clow in the left corner. Clow will drive to the paint. Stops. Up and under move. Won't go. Rebound going to be tipped around into the hands of Taft. Great offensive rebound there. Cannot be able to poke that thing free. Three-point option for Howard that won't go from the corner. Howard says that thing was tipped. We're still knotted at 17. Halfway through the second quarter. Watchhorn with the basketball. Top of the key. Left side. Three-point whip by Borgman. Up and good. Calvin Borgman knocks down the triple, his second of the quarter. He's got eight on the night, eight in the quarter. Calvin averages 16 a game. It was just a matter of time. Underneath, Kanabe Knobbing with the Irish trailing by three. Cloud will drive to the paint, up off the glass, just short, won't fall. Had a good look there, just couldn't get it to fall. 20-17, Layton wins by three. Into the front court comes Van Ann, off to Borgman, top of the key, Watchhorn now. Watchhorn to Van Ann, he'll try a three from the right corner that won't fall. There's the rebound offensively by Watchhorn put up and no good. And then, therefore, again, another offensive rebound was Riley Benish for Layton. And a whistle and a foul is called on that rebound. Foul is going to be on Noah Howard. On Noah, his first personal foul, team foul number two for the Irish here in the second quarter. Inbounding into the hands of Borgman. He'll try a short corner jump shot that won't fall. Actually hit the side of the backboard, to be honest with you. On the rebound, a tie-up. Whistle and a jump ball is going to be called. Or they might have called a foul. Yeah, they called a foul. Foul is going to be called on Caleb Miller. That's a big deal, folks, because Caleb Miller is 6'3 and a senior. He just picked up foul number three, team foul number two, so automatically Caleb Miller has to come back out of the game. I thought that was a jump ball, but official on the far side must have saw it just a little bit different. The Irish with the basketball, Limeron has it. Trailing by three are the Irish. Clock shows 3 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Clow has it on the left side underneath the Cooper Canavi. Canavi bounce past the Clow, good back cut. Oh, blocked away by Butler. Butler on the good defensive effort there. Going to be last touched by Layton. Okay. Back into the game for the Irish comes Toby Baxter. They'll have the basketball, the Irish will. Bo Fletcher as well back into the game. Layton thought that one was off the Irish. I kind of did myself from sitting up here, but I'm a long ways away from the action. Inbound comes to Canavi. Down low it goes to Limeron. Back out top, Fletcher. Fletcher will take one dribble to his right, pull up for three, off won't fall. Rebound's going to end up in the hands of Baxter for the Irish. Irish retain the possession. Cold tap on the dribble drive through the paint, up off the glass, won't fall. He tracks down his own rebound. Good effort here by the Irish. Fletcher thought about the three. Now shot fake, bounce pass under to Xavi. Right back out it goes Fletcher. Cross court taps. Tap. Double team. Steps through defenders. Now you're going to pull up from deep. Can't get it to go. Bo Fletcher there for another offensive rebound. That's three in a row for the Irish. Cross court. Oh, now it's stolen away. Good defensive effort by the Warriors there. Ended up in the hands of Watchhorn. Watchhorn for the Warriors. Off to Van Ann on the right side. Van Ann picks up his dribble, long cross court pass to Borgman. He'll try a deep three, off won't fall. I'll tell you what, they're just hoisting threes at this point, both squads. Just shooting it from way back. Underneath it goes to Fletcher in the right corner. Back out it goes Limeron. Limeron will take a dribble to his left, he'll fire a three. Won't fall. Alec Watchhorn with the rebound. Into the front court, he pushes. Through traffic, underneath, trying to get it underneath the finish. Finish can't quite corral it. It's going to go out of bounds to the Irish. 1:41 left to play in quarter number two. The Irish trail 17-20 against this Layton Warrior squad. Limeron will bring it across the timeline on the near side in front of the scores table. Limeron to the left side, Fletcher. He's left alone. He'll try a three. Up and good. Can't leave him alone. Fletcher with his second triple of the night. He's got 8 points on the evening as well. Now we're tied at 20. Here's a steal by the Irish. The Irish with the steal. Tapped in a hurry. Pushing it the other way. Through the paint. Kick out to Fletcher. Hot hand three-pointer. Three. Good. Fletcher with another triple. He's got three in the ball game, two in this quarter. The Irish lead by three, 23-20. Benish with the basketball. Gets double-teamed. Now here's a near steal by Fletcher. Fletcher can't quite corral. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Layton Warriors, but a great defensive effort here by the Sicker Hut Irish to get themselves back in front by three, 23-20. Benish takes the inbound pass from Watchhorn, hands it off to Van Ann. Van Ann crossover dribble through traffic. Now here's a near steal. Poked away. Now it's in the hands of Canabi. Canabi finally corrals it there near the free throw line. Into the hands of Limeron. Limeron will push. Into the front court comes Limeron. Clock down to 40 seconds. Tapped, top of the key. He'll reset, looks to set up the offense. Tapped, he'll have an open look for three after the screen from Baxter, up and good, and that's career point number 1,002 for Mr. Cole Tapped, and another steal by the Irish. The Irish, Bo Fletcher for three, oh, nailed it! Bo Fletcher knocks down another three-pointer, his third, the Irish lead by nine. 20 seconds to go here in quarter number two, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called, as that was Calvin Borgman trying to dribble through traffic. foul's going to be called. I believe they tagged that one on Brendan Limeron. Limeron's going to pick up foul number three. What a series of events there. The Irish now lead by 9, 29-20. 18.8 seconds left to go here in quarter number two. Thanks to some great defense by the Irish. Borgman for the Warriors. Tries to dribble through traffic. Loses the handle on it. Last touch by Borgman. It'll go to the Irish. 15 seconds on the clock. We'll see if Coach Golson wants to hold for one shot here. Checking into the game comes Lancaster replacing Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe comes to the bench. Lancaster enters the game. He'll inbound it to Taft. 15 seconds. The Irish can hold for one. Coach Golson up off the bench shouting instructions here for what the last play of the half is going to be. They give it off to Cloud. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Cloud with a dribble to the right. Now he kicks it back to Taft. 4 seconds. Taft open. Pulls up a three. Top of the key. Good. Nailed it. Irish lead by 12 at the end of quarter number two. 32-20. This place is on fire right now. From three-pointers by Cole Taft and Bo Fletcher. Each of them knocked down three three-pointers there in that second quarter. The Irish lead by 12 at halftime. 32-20. We'll take a two-minute break, come back and check out the first half stats. You're enjoying district final basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage. Simplify.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime here from the rack. It's 32-20 Irish lead. Leading scorers on the evening so far for the Irish, Bo Fletcher knocks down 4 three-pointers there in the first half, 3 in that second quarter. He leads the way for the Irish with 14 points. Cole Taft, he has 12. He knocked down 3 three-pointers, so 3 three-pointers apiece for Bo Fletcher and Cole Taft in that second quarter to put the Irish ahead 32-20 here at halftime. 3 points for Brendan Limeron, Hayden Cloud with 2, and 1 point for Toby Baxter for their total of 32. For the Warriors, they were led by Calvin Borgman. He had 8 points in the first half. Caleb Miller had 7, and then he got into some foul trouble. Miller has 3 fouls, and their big man in the middle, 7 points and a handful of rebounds to go for Miller, but is on the bench with 3 fouls. 3 points for Colt Van Ann, and it was 2 points for Austin Butler for their total of 20. The Irish lead 32-20 at halftime. We're going to send it back to the studio for 2 minutes, take a look at the weather, and then more sponsorship. Look at our sponsors. That's all coming up on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area and gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op in Seneca, St. Mary's, or Hiawatha to become part of their family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Reliable, local, trusted. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from homegrown roots.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Taking a look at the area's weather, we'll continue to see lots of clouds in our forecast along with unseasonably warm temperatures. We'll have some lingering instability, producing areas of drizzle, some fog, and some rain over the next few days, with a stronger system moving in late during the week, bringing a chance of thunderstorms to the area. Taking a closer look at our forecast, lots of clouds, areas of fog, and some drizzle, low near 36. On Tuesday, cloudy, areas of fog and drizzle early on, reach a high near 50. Tuesday night, areas of rain, low near 38. Chance of rain on Wednesday, mainly cloudy, high near 53. Cloudy Wednesday night, chance of rain, low near 38. Slight chance of rain on Thursday, with a high near 66. Thursday night, areas of showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KTNC. Right now, 43.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at RiverstoneINS.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group, growing confidence, harvesting security.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a wild last 3 minutes of the second quarter. The Irish find themselves up by 12 at halftime, 32-20. A big thanks to play of Cole Taft and Bo Fletcher. Cody Schwong back with you live from the rack. You ever near the second half of this one in the district final, this D2 verse 8 verse 9 seed, as you would, according to the layout of that. The Irish, the home team, of course, hosting this district final contest. Cole Taft, Bo Fletcher. Story of the first half for the Irish. Taft knocks down 3 3-pointers in the second quarter. He has 12 points on the night, and he does eclipse that 1,000 career point mark, which is just remarkable and a great milestone to get to as a high school basketball player. Bo Fletcher also with a big first half, 14 points on the half, 4 3-pointers for Fletcher, 3 of them in that second quarter, late in the second quarter. So see if the Irish can keep some momentum here. The ticket to state awaits the winner of this one. Looking to cut down the nets here at the rack are the Irish. Would like to remind everybody, more basketball coming up here momentarily over on Sunnyvale 1.3 at 6 o'clock. John Nixon will have the Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Omaha Concordia basketball squad in that district final game in Class C1. And then later on KTNC right here, you'll be able to hear the Johnsonburg Eagles at the Freeman Falcons in that district championship game live from Adams. 32-20 the score. Both teams back out on the court. The Irish with a little bit different mix-up of starters here. They will start Baxter instead of Klaus. So it's Fletcher, Limeron, Taft, Baxter, and Kanabi. Layton with for the same starting five. Back out there is Caleb Miller for the Layton Warriors. Things are settled down here, I believe, once they get the game clock ready to go. It's showing 0.1 seconds. So as soon as they get that fixed, we'll be set for second half action here in this district final basketball game. Would like to congratulate the Fall City Sticker Heart Lady Irish. They did punch their ticket to the state tournament on Friday night with a 43-40 nail-biting win. They will play Wednesday night at the Bob Devaney Center at 7:45. You'll hear live coverage of that one on Sunny 101.3. Layton starts with the basketball, and it's a Cooper Kanabi steal to start quarter number three. Taft with the basketball into the front court, right side. Here's Fletcher. He'll try to see if he has the hot hand still. Can't get that one to go. Baxter pulls down the rebound into the hands of Limeron. Now in the corner to Taft. Back out top, Limeron. Limeron back to Taft. Bounce pass underneath to Baxter is poked away, stolen away. Good defensive effort there by Caleb Miller for the Layton Warriors. Watchhorn with the basketball. Watchhorn outside to Portman for three. Up and good. Look out here. Look out here. They could get hot from three. 32-23. Back the other way come the Irish. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the shot. Bo Fletcher put that one up and is going to be fouled. Sending Bo Fletcher, I think that was a three-point shot. It was. Foul's going to be called on Austin Butler. On Butler, his third personal foul, team foul number one. We'll send Bo Fletcher to the free throw line for three shots. Fletcher's shot on the way up and good. 15 points now on the evening. Two more on the way here. Bo Fletcher is a 63.6% free throw shooter. Second free throw up in and out, won't fall. One more coming, as that was a three-point shot. The Irish stretched the lead back to 10 after that first free throw from Fletcher, 33-23. Fletcher's third free throw up and good. 2 of 3 goes Fletcher from the free throw line. He's now got 16 on the night. Into the front court comes Layton. Bergman for three. Left wing won't fall. Offensive rebound Butler. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish, sending Austin Butler to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Cooper Kanabi. On Cooper, his first personal foul. Team foul number one. So to the free throw line goes Austin Butler. Butler has 2 points on the evening. A pair of free throws pending here. First one on the way, up and off, back iron won't go. Lead will stay at 11 for the Irish, 34-23. Butler takes the ball from the official. He'll fire. Up and good. 1 for 2 goes Butler. And the Leighton Warriors have shot 6 free throws on the night. They're 3-for-6 from the free throw line. And it's back to a 10-point advantage, 34-24 for the Irish. Right side it goes. Limeron into the corner, tapped. He'll try a 3 right corner, up and in and out. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Caleb Miller for Leighton. Off to Watchhorn. Watchhorn hasn't scored yet in this ball game. Does average 14.5 points a game. The Warriors wanting to get Watchhorn involved. He'll dribble through traffic. Dishes it off to Miller. Miller loses the handle on it. Stolen away by Toby Baxter. Baxter hands it off to Limeron. Limeron ahead to the front court to Tap. Tap. Bounce pass around the defender to Limeron. Limeron has it at the volleyball spike line, facing a lot of press defense here by Watchhorn. Cross court pass, Tap. They get it to Limeron on the right side. Back to Tap, top of the key. Long cross court pass to Fletcher. Tries a 3. Up and good. Fletcher's had the hot hand, and that continues. He's now got 19 on the evening. He knocks down his 5th three-pointer on the night. And the Irish lead by 13, 37-24. Fletcher with the steal. Breakaway layup. Pop off the glass. Won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Bo Fletcher to the free throw line for a pair. Foul's going to be called on Calvin Borgman. On Borgman, his first personal foul. Borgman does have 11 points on the evening. His first personal foul, team foul number 2. Fletcher back to the free throw line where he was just 2-for-3. First free throw on the way for Fletcher here. Off front iron that time, won't go. Into the ball game comes Hayden Clow for the Irish, replacing Toby Baxter. And in for Leighton comes Riley Finish. Fletcher steps back to the free throw line. Second one on the way here. Up and in. Good for Bo Fletcher. 20 points on the evening for Bo. Leighton with the basketball, down by 14 now. Into the front court to Miller. Out top, Watchhorn. Watchhorn through traffic to the free throw line. Underneath, nice pass underneath to Miller. Up and good. Caleb Miller scores one time. Haven't heard much from him since the first quarter. Here's Fletcher. He'll try another triple. Off, no good. Rebound comes down to Finish for Leighton. Finish off to Borgman. Borgman will bring it across the timeline far side. Into the hands of Watchhorn, top of the key. Watchhorn dribbles through traffic. Down to the left corner. Now back out top. Picks up his dribble. Cross court pass Butler. Butler will make his move to the paint. Puts it up off the glass. And good. Austin Butler scores his second field goal. He's got 5 points on the night. And the Irish, they cut the lead to 10, 38-28. Timeout on the court, 38-28. Irish lead with 5:11 left to go, third quarter. Take a 30-second timeout. Back with more basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Warriors cut it to 10, 38-28. 5:11 left to go here, third quarter, so a lot of ball game left to play here. Irish will have the basketball. Coach Colts took a timeout there to settle things down. Taft will inbound to Limeron. Limeron now going to face a 1-3-1 zone defense by this Leighton Warriors defense. Taft will have it. Outside it goes to Limeron. Limeron cross court to Clow. Back to Limeron. Limeron will try a 3. Right wing won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Calvin Borgman for Leighton. Into the front court. Pushing ahead to Finish. Finish uses a dribble, now picks it up. Long cross court pass to Butler. Top of the key, Watchhorn. The Leighton Warriors moving the basketball. Here's a jump shot from the free throw line. Won't fall for Watchhorn. And we'll send Alec Watchhorn to the free throw line for the first time this evening. Foul's going to be called on Cooper Kanabi. On Cooper, his second personal foul, team foul number 2. Watchhorn to the free throw line. Has not scored yet this evening, which is kind of unusual, given he is about 14 tonight for this Warriors team. First one up and good for Watchhorn. Second one on the way here. They cut it back to a single-digit lead for this Irish squad, 38-29. Second free throw up off front iron, won't fall that time. Rebound pulled down by Limeron. Clow that was, and then a big collision down low Foul is going to be called on Austin Butler. On Butler, his fourth personal foul now. Team foul number three. Into the ball game comes Colt Van Ann. He will replace Butler, who just picked up his fourth personal. Canavi will throw it into Limeron. The Irish up by nine here, 38-29. Clow on the left side, down to Taft. Taft back out top, Clow. Clow cross court to Fletcher. Excuse me, that's Limeron. Now down to Fletcher. Fletcher in the right corner. Clow, top of the key, works it to Taft in the left corner now, facing the zone defense from Layton. Cross court pass to Limeron. Shot clock down to 10. Out top, Limeron once again, through traffic to the paint. Cross court pass, try a three from Clow, won't go. Offensive rebound by That was by Fletcher. Long shot by Taft, up and good at the shot clock buzzer. I paused momentarily because I didn't know what was going on. Now here's a steal by the Irish. Breakaway led by Limeron, up and good. Brendan Limeron with the steal and the finish. And the Irish lead once again by 14, 43-29. Into the front court come the Warriors. This is Van Ann with it. Bounce pass to Watchhorn. Now timeout on the court. Irish up by 14, 43-29. 3:38 left to go. Third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area and gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op in Seneca, St. Mary's, or Hiawatha to become part of their family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Reliable, local, trusted. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Exceptional three-point shooting by the Irish, specifically Cole Taft and Bo Fletcher. Taft just knocked down a triple at the end of a shot clock that I thought maybe expired, and he shot that one from the volleyball spike line and hit nothing but nylon. A swish for Cole Taft after the timeout. Whistle on a foul quickly. Foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher. On Bo, his first personal foul, team foul number three. Layton will have it. 3:31 left to go here in third. Watchhorn will use the fake, then dribble through traffic. Puts the shot up. Won't go. Rebound gets it himself. Puts the shot up once again in the paint. Won't go. Miller with the offensive rebound, and Taft knocks it away. Taft, a little two-on-one. Taft now pulls it back out. Probably smartly pulls it back out. Good defensive effort there by Borgman. Slow playing that one to let his teammates get back and help out on defense. Cross-court pass to Clow. Clow back to Limeron. Limeron will penetrate the defense. Kick out three. Taft, oh good, from the right corner. Clow pulls down the offensive rebound. Now Canavi gets it. Outside Fletcher. He'll try a three from the right side. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Cole Taft. It will go to Layton. 2:54 left to go in the third. Sub into the ballgame for the Irish comes J.J. Lancaster. The score 43-29. Irish in front. Van Ann will trigger it in. He throws it in to Benish. Riley Benish gets it off to Watchhorn. Watchhorn to the left side. Van Ann, he'll try a triple. Up off, won't fall. Bo Fletcher pulls down the rebound. Cole Taft on the breakaway layup. Wide open, up and good. Cole Taft scores once again. He's got 17 on the night. Into the front court come the Warriors, now trailing by 16. Right side is Borgman. Borgman to Watchhorn. Watchhorn dribbles through traffic, tries to dish it off underneath to Miller. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish, I believe. Cooper Canavi is going to pick up another personal here. He does so. His third personal foul, team foul number four. One more and the Warriors will be shooting here. 2:25 left to go in the third, and Toby Baxter re-enters the game for the Irish. Underneath with the basketball, Calvin Borgman for Layton. He throws it in deep in the front court. Now it's deep. Fletcher once again, breakaway layup, up and good. Bo Fletcher having himself a ball game. He's got 8 just in this third quarter. He had 9 in the second quarter and 5 in the first. So a good ball game going for Bo Fletcher. The Irish lead by 18. Up off the glass to the other end. Scoop shot up and good by Colt Van Ann. Timeout on the court, 47-31. Irish lead with 2:05 left to go here in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Irish, late in the second quarter, had started shooting three-pointers and just haven't looked back since. Bo Fletcher having himself a whale of a ball game so far here in this district final game. He's got 22 on the night, so a big game for Bo Fletcher. And on the counterpart to Bo, Cole Taft has 17. Cole did eclipse that 1,000 career mark. A big milestone for Cole Taft, like again, eclipsing that 1,000 career point mark. Congratulations, Cole Taft. So 47-31 the score. Cody Schwong back with you live from the rack at Fall City Sicker Hart High School. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. Do have more basketball momentarily. At the top of the hour, John Nixon will have the Auburn Bulldogs on Sunny 101.3, looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament. On this one here, KTNC Dylan Heinrichs at 7 p.m. will have the Johnson Brock Eagles looking to punch their ticket to the state tournament as they travel to Adams to take on the Freeman Falcons. Lancaster with the basketball for the Irish after the timeout. They move it around, swing it around. Clow will try a three, find himself wide open from the left wing, won't fall, and now a whistle and a foul on the rebound as Caleb Miller was down there boxing out. Toby Baxter kind of gave him a little, hey bud, two-hand shove in the back, and it'll be a foul on Toby Baxter, his first personal foul, team foul, number five. So we will go shoot free throws, as we mentioned there earlier. So we'll send Caleb Miller to the free throw line. Miller is 1-for-2 from the stripe tonight, 9 points on the night. Two free throw opportunities coming for him. Irish foul again was on Baxter. Free throw for Miller, up and good. He is now 2-for-3 from the charity stripe tonight and enters double digits with 10 points. Second free throw up and good as well for Miller. Now he's got 11 points on the night. A 16-point lead, 14-point lead, that is, 47-33, Irish in front with the basketball. A minute 30 to go here in quarter number three. Baxter has it in the right corner. Pass faking, now has it knocked away, stolen away by Colt Van Ans. Ends up in the hands of Watchhorn for Layton. Using the left-handed dribble across the timeline he comes, they dish it off to the left side, Colt Van Ans. Now back to Watchhorn. Watchhorn. Dribble to the free throw line, gets ran into. Now it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Layton. Big collision there. Baxter was standing there, didn't lose any ground. Watchhorn ran right into him. Ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Baxter. Borgman will have it underneath. They lob it into the top of the key area. Riley Benish. Now Van Ann will drive through the paint. They dish it underneath to Borgman. Borgman up off the glass and no good. He gets his own rebound. Puts the second opportunity up, and this time this one goes. Calvin Borgman scores again. He's got 13 for the Warriors. Lancaster on the dribble drive. Kick out Clow. Clow uses the dribble. Top of the key it goes. Taft. 45 seconds left to go in the third. Coach Gold says slow it down. Taft. Moving the offense around. Taft goes to the left side on the far side. 14 seconds on the shot clock. The Irish will have to shoot for the end of the quarter. Clow. Clock down to 9. Taft has it. Now not offense. No offense going once again. Taft drives through the paint. Still has his dribble. They go to the corner. Lancaster, he'll try a triple off the back iron. Won't fall. Tipping it out of there with the effort was Fletcher. Ends up in the hands of Clow. Now the Irish can hold for one shot. Game clock down to 10 seconds. Good effort there to save the possession by Bo Fletcher. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Alec Watchhorn. Watchhorn will pick up foul number 3, team foul number 4, so we will not be shooting any free throws here. Irish will have it. Substitute coming into the game, Kyler Sipple. Kyler Sipple comes in for Bo Fletcher. 5.8 seconds left to go in the third. Irish lead by just 12 now. Layton's still hanging in there. Taft, inbound. Gets it back. Top of the key. Good. Taft knocks down another triple. And the Irish lead 50-35. They lead by 15 into quarter number three. We'll take a 1 minute break and come back for fourth quarter action on KTNC MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at w7designco.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from homegrown roots.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Schwong live back at the rack. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer this evening. Basketball underway momentarily on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon with the Auburn Bulldogs tonight in Auburn. Tune over to that one if you're looking for the Bulldogs. Back to live action in the fourth quarter. It'll be Irish basketball up by 15 at 50-35. Here's a steal, near steal, but it's right back into the hands of Bo Fletcher. Fletcher has been everywhere here this evening. Taft drives through the paint to the free throw line. Now moves it back out top. Cross-court pass, it ends up in the hands of Lancaster. He'll try a three. Up and good. J.J. Lancaster with his first points on the evening, and it's a triple, and the Irish lead by 18, 53-35. Just underway here in quarter number four. Underneath, pass goes underneath the Butler. Up and good by Austin Butler for the Warriors. 53-37. Now into the front court. Lancaster, top of the key. Cloud, they work it to Taft on the left side. Far side in front of the Irish student section. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Layton. Foul is going to be called on Alec Watchhorn. And on Watchhorn, that's foul number four. So Austin Butler and Alec Watchhorn, both key contributors to this Warriors team, both with four fouls, is just early here in the fourth quarter. Inbound pass comes into Limeron. Limeron to the volleyball spy climb. Left side it goes Howard. Howard to Fletcher in the corner. Now he'll pull it back out. Fletcher loses the handle on it. Now it's stolen away by the Warriors. Watchhorn off the left side, Van Ann. Van Ann through traffic. Out top it goes Watchhorn. He'll try a three. Up and good. They're going to say a traveling first on Watchhorn. So Watchhorn gets called with a travel. Turnover to the Irish. 53-37, a 16-point advantage Irish here in the fourth quarter. Lancaster, cross-court pass to Howard. Howard just checked in. Now he loses the handle on it. Butler with the steal. Ahead, Borgman. Borgman wide open underneath the basket. Up and good. Calvin Borgman scores again. He's got 15 on the night. And it's back to just a 14-point advantage for the Irish at 53-39. Now another near steal, but the Irish do retain. Limeron grabs it. Lancaster has it now in the right corner. Back out top it goes. Limeron cross court to Fletcher. Fletcher across court to Lancaster. Lancaster tries to put a shot up in the paint. Blocked away by Caleb Miller. Into the court come the Warriors. Van Ann through traffic. Dishes it off to Miller. Up off the glass and good. Miller scores again. He's in the double figures. Or was in double figures. He's got 13 now. Timeout on the court called by Coach Goldson. The Irish 53-41. The Warriors hanging in there. 6:02 left to go in the fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Irish have knocked down 12 three-pointers here in this ball game. A handful, five of them for Cole Taft, and six of them for Bo Fletcher. So Fletcher and Taft able to shoot the three. Also shooting a three-pointer was Brendan Limeron as well as J.J. Lancaster, just shooting the lights out of the rack tonight. What a great way to end your home court stand if this happens to be, well, will be the last game from the rack nonetheless. But if the Irish can hang on, it'll be thanks to the great shooting from Cole Taft and Bo Fletcher, that is. Inbounding, it comes to Limeron. Cross-court pass to Clow. Now the Warriors pressing out towards the mid-court line. Now they find Taft in the right corner, open momentarily, dribbling through traffic. Outside to Clow, they move it to Fletcher. Fletcher out top to Clow. Good ball movement by the Irish. Here's Taft. He'll try a three from the right corner. Won't fall. Offensive rebound. Clow loses the handle on it. Stolen away by Cole Van Ann. Van Ann pushes. Now loses the handle on it. Last touch by the stay with Layton. 5:37 left to go. 53-41 the score. Irish lead by 12. Inbounding is Borgman. Borgman throws it in. Watchhorn will try a three. Off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Borgman. Out on the right side. Now they go to Miller at the top of the key. He'll drive out to Watchhorn. Watchhorn moving it underneath. Knocked away. It's going to stay with Layton. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Borgman is going to inbound it underneath the basket on the right side. Remember, Watchhorn as well as Butler both have four personal fouls. Van Ann has the basketball at the top of the key on the inbound. At the volleyball spike line, Fletcher steals it away on the pass. Fletcher breakaway layup, up and good. Bo Fletcher scores once again. He's got 24 now on the night. Borgman loses the handle on it. Fletcher tried to knock it away from Borgman, did so, just ended up out of bounds. Score is 55-41, Irish in front. Looking to get back to state in Lincoln. Borgman throws it in near the midcourt stripe. They throw it into Miller, knocked away, almost stolen away by Baxter. Van Ann dribbles through traffic to the paint, up off the glass, won't fall. Baxter pulls down the rebound for the Irish, kick out to Limeron. Limeron on the right side, pushes it ahead to Clow. Back out to Limeron. Cross court to Taft. Taft backs it back out. Pressuring defense put out by Watchhorn. Now they move it to Clow. Back out top, Limeron dribbles through traffic, finds Clow, tries a short corner jump shot. Clow, this is, won't fall. Borgman on the offense, defensive rebound for Layton. Pushing it ahead across the timeline is Borgman. Now off the Van Ann, outside Watchhorn. He'll try a triple, up and off, won't fall. Caleb Miller there for the rebound, up and good for the Warriors. Caleb Miller scores once again. He's now got 15 now on the night. And Limeron will try a three from the right wing, won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Layton. Watchhorn pulls it down. Dribbles through traffic to the free throw line. Oh, nice steal by Hayden Clow. Clow back the other way. Ahead it goes to Fletcher. He'll try a triple from the left corner that won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. Good offensive rebound there. Tipping it away from the defender was Limeron. Timeout on the court called by the Irish. 55-43, Irish lead. Past halfway of this fourth quarter. 55-43, Irish lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
They're underway in Auburn over on Sunny 101.3. Just want to remind everyone, if you're looking for the Bulldogs action over on Sunny 101.3, Mr. John Nixon over there giving the call on that one. That game just underway live from Auburn. 55-43 in this one, live from the rack, Fall City Sticker Heart High School on the campus here in Fall City. The Irish lead by 12 with 3:48 left to go here in quarter number four. To the left side, Limeron, cross-court pass Taft. Taft down deep to Fletcher. Oh, nice play. Up and good. Bo Fletcher scores again. Nice pass from Cole Taft. And the Irish extend that lead to 57-43. And then a miscommunication by the Warriors. Ball going to go out of bounds straight into the crowd. Good catch by a fan over there. The Irish fan able to corral that one. coming in pretty hot, so it's a good thing he caught that one. Irish will have it after the turnover. Limeron takes it on the right side of the ring. Now dribbles through the paint, kick out left corner. Fletcher has the ball knocked away. Blocked away by Brokman, I believe. Now Watchhorn dribbles through traffic, top of the key, pulls up for a three, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Limeron. Limeron ahead to Fletcher. Fletcher takes off, nice jump there. Fletcher scores the layup. Fletcher scores again. Fletcher having a big evening here. He's got 28 on the night. 28 for Fletcher, 20 for Taft. Underneath it goes Warrior basketball. Butler up and good. Austin Butler scores the basket and the foul. So we'll send Austin Butler to the free throw line. Foul's going to be called on Cole Taft. On Cole, his second personal foul, team foul. Number one. Austin Butler to the free throw line for another, for an and one opportunity. Shot is on the way up and good for Austin Butler. Does average 11 and 7. I think he's well above that here tonight on the rebounds. I know he is on the points. Into the front court comes Lancaster for the Irish. Clock down to 2:45. 59-46 the score. Irish lead by 13. Lancaster back out top to Limeron. Limeron finds Fletcher underneath the hoop once again. Up and good. The Irish have figured out this Warriors defense, this zone defense, and Fletcher on a steal. Breakaway layup. Tries to throw it up. Tries to throw it up with the left hand. Doesn't hit anything, but did have a steal. Had an opportunity for a layup. Couldn't get it to go. Warriors basketball. Here's Watchhorn on the dribble. Can't get the shot to go. Butler on the offensive rebound. Up and good. Timeout called by Layton. 61-48. Irish lead with 2:15 left to go here in quarter number four. We'll take another 30-second timeout. Back with more basketball on KTNC.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I don't have any official statistics in front of me, but I would venture to say that it has been a long time since the Irish had somebody score 30 points in a ball game. Bo Fletcher has done that here this evening. He has 30 points on the night after some great shooting, great defense with some breakaway layups. He does have 5 three-pointers on the night and does lead the way for the Irish with 30. And don't want to overlook Cole Taft. Cole Taft and Bo Fletcher. Cole Taft has 20 points on the night. So 30 and 20 for the guard duo of the Sickerhart Irish squad. 2:15 left to go here in quarter number four. 61-48 the score. My mistake on the Auburn game. It does tip at 6:30, not 6 o'clock. So if you're looking at that one over on Sunny, that's why it's not on the air yet. Limeron will drive to the paint, kick out to Lancaster. Lancaster will move it to the top of the key. Now to the right side, Limeron. Limeron will use his dribble to the right short corner, back out to Lancaster. Lancaster, they need to get it off this right side. Now they do so. Cole Taft comes and gets the basketball. Shot clock down to 7. Taft will try a 3 from top of the key. Why not? Why not? Cole Taft knocks down another triple. He's got 23 on the night. Layton with the basketball, trailing by 16, 64-48. Minute 34 left to go here in the ball game. Left side, Butler will try a 3. Off, won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped out of there, clear to the mid-court line. Now here's Brokman, he'll try a 3, won't fall. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Cooper Canavi for the Irish. Now a whistle and double dribble as Cooper Canavi was trying to get it to Taft there, just could not do so. 6 three-pointers for the senior Cole Taft tonight. He has 23 now on the night. As the score shows, 64-48 with a minute 20 left to go. The Irish nearing their ticket to the state tournament in Lincoln. With the basketball is Van Ann. Now off to Borgman. Borgman's going to have it stolen away, but they're going to say a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher. Fletcher's going to pick up foul number 2, team foul number 2. So the Warriors will have it. Clock shows a minute and 7 seconds left to go in the ball game. Borgman inbounds it to Butler, right back to Borgman. Now it's stolen away by Taft for the Irish. Taft pulls back, pulls the dribble out of there, back out near the volleyball spike line, off the Limeron on the right side. Clock under a minute to play, 54 seconds to be exact. Limeron to the right side to Lancaster. Lancaster uses his dribble, hits the deck. Now a whistle and a timeout is going to be called as Lancaster was down on the ground with the ball there. Nothing going for the Irish. Take one more 30-second timeout. He's back to wrap this one up on KTNC.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Very thankful for this group of guys we work with here at Sunny 101.3 and KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network. My friend John Nixon had to remind me that the Auburn game doesn't start till 6:30, and he also had to remind me that I just talked about a 30-point score for the Irish. He had to remind me Bo Fletcher did have 36 points last Tuesday night in the sub-district game. So Bo Fletcher with not quite back-to-back 30-point games, but very good nonetheless. Here for Bo Fletcher. Thanks, John. Timeout called by Sicker Hart, and now we're back to live action. On the inbound, two players hit the deck, Taft and Van Ann. Foul's going to be called on Colt Van Ann, his fourth personal foul. Oh, sorry, excuse me, that was Miller. Miller's fourth personal foul. Team foul number two. With the basketball are the Irish. Clock shows 40 seconds left to go here in quarter number four. The Irish 40 seconds away from another berth in Lincoln. Limeron has it at the top of the key. He dribbles through traffic off the Lancaster. The Warriors have backed out here. Limeron will try a three from the right wing. Up and good. Limeron knocks down his second triple of the game. And the Irish lead 67-48 with 20 seconds left to go. Back the other way comes Colt Van Ann. We'll send Colt Van Ann to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Cooper Kanabe. On Cooper, his fourth personal foul. Team foul number three. Colt Van Ann will head back to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2 from the stripe. 18.4 seconds left to go, fourth quarter. Van Ann's first free throw no good. A host of subs come in for the Irish. Checking in, Traden Witt, Reed Kuykendall, Tyler Sipple, Noah Howard, as well as Alex Nelson out there for the Irish. 67-48, Irish lead. Subs in for the game. A big standing ovation for the Irish starters. Second free throw for Van Ann, no good. He does get his own rebound. 15 seconds left in the game. A deep three put up by the Warriors. Up and good. On the three-pointer was Christian Townsend. It just checked into the game. Townsend knocks down the triple. And now a double dribble called by the Irish with 5 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. This one's all but over. Just got to get the seconds out of here. Sub into the game for Layton comes Hunter Borges. Borges checks in for the first time. They inbound it. Clock down to 4 seconds. They try a three that won't fall. And then they stop the clock once again because the ball hit the antenna. So 0.3 seconds left on the clock. The Irish 0.3 seconds away, and that'll do it. The Sicker Hart Irish headed back to state. Headed back to the state tournament in Lincoln, Nebraska next week. We will have coverage for you live from Lincoln next week. The score is 67-51 with a huge, huge game from Bo Fletcher and Cole Tapp. They led the way for the Irish tonight to win this district final matchup. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, and wrap this one up. You've been enjoying district final Irish basketball on KTNC SC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Is
getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area and gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op in Seneca, St. Mary's, or Hiawatha to become part of their family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Reliable, local, trusted. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a big evening from the rack here at Fall City Sicker Heart High School. The Irish able to capture the district final title and send themselves back to the state tournament in Lincoln next week. 67-51, our final score. It was a big evening from Bo Fletcher. He had 30 points on the night. Cole Taft with 23. Shout out to Cole Taft, eclipsing the 1,000 career point mark. Cole Taft with a great Irish career wraps this thing up here live from his home court with 23 points and helping lead the way for this Irish squad to send his senior season to Lincoln. The other seniors on this team, Kyler Sipple, Brendan Limeron, as well as Cooper Kanabi, those are your four seniors on this Irish squad, have helped lead the way and make themselves back to the state tournament. Other scoring? For the Irish, Brendan Limeron had 8 points, 3 points for J.J. Lancaster, 2 points for Hayden Clow, and 1 point for Toby Baxter. For the Warriors, they were led by Calvin Boardman and Caleb Miller, each with 15, 12 for Austin Butler, 5 for Colt Van Ann, 3 for Christian Townsend, and Alec Watchhorn with 1. Just want to remind everyone, we will have more basketball for you coming up in just a few moments. Like I screwed up there earlier, John Nixon will have a call at 6:30 in Auburn. So let's flip over to Sunny 101.3 and catch that one live from Auburn as the Bulldogs look to head back to state and capture a district title there live in Auburn tonight. And then following this one, in about, 40 minutes or so, Dylan Hendricks is going to be in Adams tonight as the Johnson Brock Eagles are facing the Freeman Falcons for their spot in the state tournament. That one will be heard right here on KTNC. I want to remind everyone you can always listen to any of our games on the MSC Sports Radio Network. There's a little listen live button up in the top right corner, and all the stations are listed out there. You can hear us worldwide wherever you are. So hope you join us for more basketball. We do know we'll have two more games tonight, and then we will have the Sicker Heart Lady Irish Wednesday evening, 7:45 p.m. live from Bob Devaney Center. That game will be heard live on Sunny 101.3 in Lincoln, that is. And then we will follow this Sicker Heart boys team to state next week, and we will update you with all of the coverage live on the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, so stay tuned for that. It is the Irish coming out victorious tonight live from the rack with a final score 67-51 behind big points tonight from Bo Fletcher and Cole Taft. That's going to do it for us live from the Rural Activity Center in Fall City at Fall City Sicker Heart High School. We leave you with the final score tonight, 67-51. Good night, everyone.